بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. Distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the greatest concerns that our parents have is that their children should be brought up Islamically in a very good manner. But there are many threats, there are many menaces, there are many impediments or problems or obstacles that do not let their children to be brought up Islamically. So what they have to do, according to the Holy Quran, the cure is this verse of the Holy Quran, that إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. The best remedy for this ailment is that they have to teach their kids and their children, their sons and daughters, how to establish prayers. Because establishing good prayers will stop them, will prevent them from doing bad deeds, from doing filthy and evil actions. You know that when a person offers prayer, he is reminded of his Allah, the creator, the sustainer, and the owner. It plays a huge and a very important role in preventing him and her from doing evils or vice things. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that whenever you establish prayers, you actually discard shaitan or Satan from yourselves. But when you do not offer prayers, it is the time that the Satan attacks you. So the people who are not offering the prayers, they are prone to committing errors and blunders because they are under the rule of the Satan. So in order to get rid of the satanic rule or the Satan's rule, we have to go to Almighty Allah's protection. So this is true that Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. It prevents us from doing bad actions. May Almighty Allah bless us all to be the real followers of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family members. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah.